We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It is 9:51. Carol Daniel and Debbie Monterey. Tom Ackerman is on vacation, and I will be on vacation next week a little bit. So Debbie and Megan Lynch will be steering the ship.
Yes, we will. And right now, we steered in our health editor, Fred Bottomer, who is joining us in Studio B, because you left us the story this morning. We thought we have to get more information on this, with St. Louis City and County Health Directors urging residents to get tested for syphilis.
Yeah, this is a really growing problem in not just the St. Louis area, but in Missouri as well. Let's start off with just syphilis, defining what it is. It's a sexually transmitted infection. And if left untreated, it can get very dangerous if it spreads to the brain and to the eyes. And it's especially dangerous if you're a pregnant woman and it goes into your newborn child. So some of the numbers that we can see, it's just getting out of control in Missouri. From 2015 to 2021, syphilis cases jumped by 259%.
Wow.
In 2021, there were 63 congenital syphilis cases. That's the ones that go to the child in Missouri. And that's the highest number since 1994. And over the last 5 years in the St. Louis area, it's getting even worse. Let's see. In 2021, there were 11 cases of congenital syphilis in St. Louis and 11 in St. Louis County. But you compare that 4 years earlier in the city, they had only one, and in the county they had three. So they went from four total to 22 total. And part of the reason is because this syphilis is growing. There are many more cases in younger women in the St. Louis area these days.
What age does younger mean, Fred?
Of childbearing age. Okay, I think in this case they're saying under 40 years.
Okay.
An increase of, let's see, in St. Louis County, there were 69 cases of early syphilis in women under 40 in 2021, and that's a 23% jump from the year before and 165% jump from 2017. And in the city, there were 58 cases of early syphilis in women under 40, and that's a 287% increase compared to just 15 cases in 2017.
Well, these are a lot of numbers, but clearly they're big numbers.
Big numbers. And that's why the health directors of both St. Louis City and St. Louis County have come out together to issue this appeal to women of childbearing age and to all women to be checked, be tested for syphilis. And a couple places you can go to do it. And syphilis, if caught early, can be treated. With antibiotics and cured, but a lot of times it goes on untreated. So they want everyone to know that if you want treating, you know, want to be tested in treatment, it's generally available for free or at low cost in a lot of locations around the area, including the North Central Community Health Center on Jennings Station Road in Pine Lawn and at the Health Stop Testing and Referral Center on Market in St. Louis.
It feels like maybe people think syphilis is something we don't have to worry about anymore. You know what I mean? When we talk about sexually transmitted diseases, people think about chlamydia or maybe HIV or something. Syphilis seems like something that we outgrew, like polio, but no. Or would there be symptoms that you would know about or should you just get tested because you wouldn't know?
I don't know I'm sure there's symptoms, but what puts you most at risk is if you're having multiple sex partners, if you're misusing drugs, and when you're pregnant. Those are the things that you should not be doing, misusing drugs and multiple sex partners.
Is this like so many things related to the pandemic and people weren't going to work?
I don't think so. These numbers have been bad for 5 years now.
Okay.
They just continue to grow. So I don't know if it's pandemic related, But I just think it's something that's getting out of control in Missouri.
So the number in 2021, those cases of congenital transfer to newborns, that was the number where there were 22 cases in the city and the county. That was 2021.
Right. That was congenital. And that was, you know, up from just four total 4 years earlier.
So that's why I wonder whether it's pandemic related or not.
Well, the good news is it sounds like it's easily treatable. You just have to catch it.
You just have to catch it and hopefully not spread it on.
Catch it as in diagnose
it. Not pass it along.
Not spread it on to your baby and also have your partner be tested as well.
I would love to know. I have more questions, and this is what we do. You know, when you talk about under 40, that's a wide range. So are we talking about 16-year-olds or are we talking about 30-year-olds? Because that would be two different ways.
Mm-hmm. It could be all of the above.
It doesn't really say in everything that I've looked at. They're just saying women of childbearing age.
Narrow it down. St. Louis County, health and city.
Or just if you are sexually active, go get tested. If it seems like it's a low-cost thing and something easily treatable, then...
And the other appeal that the health directors are making is that they just say it's heartbreaking to see congenital
cases in a
baby.
Because that can be prevented.
Right.
It can be stopped before it gets there.
And are they actually saying if you have multiple partners to stop that?
Well, they're not saying to stop it. They're just saying that that's...
risky.
Right. You're at risk for syphilis acquisition during pregnancy, if you're misusing drugs, having a sexually transmitted infection, having multiple sex partners, having a new sex partner, or having a sex partner with a sexually transmitted disease. So they're not saying stop it. They're just saying that's what's going to increase your risk.
Okay. All right.
Well, we have covered the gamut this hour on Total Information AM.
My goodness.
Thank you, Fred.
You're welcome.
Fred Bottomer is our health editor. We've talked about syphilis, teen pregnancy, parades, and esports, and so much more. So.
And to Senator John Danforth.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.